one of the things we've seen over the last 2-3 years of this so-called economic recovery is that the list of who's adding jobs and the list of who's losing jobs changes quite frequently. In other words, nowhere in the country is there sort of this continuous, sustained economic growth that one month a metro area could be adding construction jobs, and then just a few months later a metro area could be losing jobs. So in Illinois, for example, you've got Decatur and Bloomington, Illinois, two areas that for some time in 2014 were adding construction jobs. Now in 2016, they're among the leaders in the country in terms of the percentage size of their construction job losses. So we have a very uneven economic recovery in construction, and one of the reasons for that is that public sector investments in our roads, in our bridges, in our water systems has been declining. Year over year, it's down about 2% compared to 2015, and that's hurting some construction employers in many parts of the country.